And now, here it is, another day, and I'm sitting down because my legs kind of hurt. I did go walking, and I went almost to the end, but I came back awful slow because my legs kind of hurt me. But I had an interesting thing happen to me, because as I passed Sarah Lindsay's house, on my way back, she came out of her house with something in her hand she wanted to show me, and she said it was something that we had made way back there, 50, maybe it was 55 years ago. It was when Carl was in law school, and I don't know exactly, I think it was the summer after he started law school, I'm not sure. Yes, that's when it was, and I was between work. I don't know where I was working, or maybe I had a vacation, I don't know, but somehow Mrs. Houston found out about me and all my Girl Scouting experience, and I guess she had friends. She probably knew Ms. Cullinan and Ms. F.M. Law. Ms. F.M. Law was ahead of the Girl Scouts, and I was a very good friend. She knew me very well. So some of these people must have recommended me, Ms. Cullinan or Ms. Ray or Ms. Houston, I don't know who. And so she asked me to come to Kerrville and teach Janet Girl Scouting. So I thought that would be a good experience, and I started out, and I guess, I don't know how I got to Kerrville either. Either went by train or a bus. I know I didn't go by airplane. And when I got there, I stayed at a hotel because all of the roads were closed to Kerrville. It had a flood. So I had to stay there overnight. I didn't have much money. I don't know how I could even hardly afford it. But it was quite an experience, and everything to me was exciting, and life was full of good things, and I didn't mind it a bit. In fact, I remember how excited I was when we got on this bus to go from San Antonio to Kerrville, having stayed at San Antonio overnight, at least one night. I don't know whether I stayed more or not. Well, the bus, with all these people on it, stopped. And we all got out and sat around on the grass and waited. I don't know whether it was because the roads were covered with water and we had to wait till the roads, till the water went down, or whether we had bus trouble or what it was. But I can remember how excited I was. It was an adventure. And I had my little tiny typewriter with me that I had taken to Europe. And I got it out and set it up and put some paper in it, and I was writing all about it and how we were sitting on the side of the road, and I was thinking about sending it off to the Chronicle or someplace, like I had when I went to the Girl Scout camp. So it just seemed like everything in my past was just full of adventure, and I had a good time. So then I went on to finally arrived in Kerrville. I don't remember them meeting me or anything about it, but I remember they had a real big home, and they had servants, and they had a cook, and we had wonderful meals, and Janet and I would work on Girl Scout stuff, and I know they had a swimming pool, and we learned about, and I taught her life-saving and all kinds of things, and I suppose I was about 21, I know, or maybe going on 22, I don't know, but I had finished Rice. And Janet was about 12. And Sarah was about 10. And so Sarah, I guess she got in on some of the activity we had. Well, anyway, today, when she came out to meet me, she had this thing that we had made way back there. It was made real neatly. It wasn't merit badges, but it was little things sewed on a band that portrayed the merit badges, like Pathfinder and athlete and swimmer and all kinds of things like that. Her mother had probably probably sewn them on the band, but we had made them with Crayolas and colors, and it was real, real neat. She said that it had been in the pocket of a coat all those all that time. It was real interesting. And then, you know, Sarah was the sister of Janet, and Janet and Sarah were the daughters of Mr. and Mrs. Pat Houston, and Mrs. Houston was the aunt of Howard Hughes. I don't know whether I ever told Sarah about, I think I did tell Sarah that Frank was a attorney for Howard Hughes there for a while. But it all kind of links up, and it's real interesting. But it just shows you that way back in those days, my mother wasn't pushy, but things that she pushed me in, like Girl Scouting, led to real nice things, like my trip to Europe, and I got an awful lot of publicity about Girl Scouting. I was ahead of this and ahead of that, and chosen for this and that. So, and then later on when I got married, I remember I got this beautiful wedding present from Mrs. A.J. Ray. It's a white vase with grapes on it. And I got a real nice present from Ms. Houston. I think it was plates and dinner plates and bread and butter plates. And my, might have been salad plates too, of my pattern I had picked out. I regret that I never did keep up with Janet very much. I remember when I came home from that trip, before I got married, well, I still would go over there to see them. They'd come and get me. I don't know whether I was really baby. I don't think they paid me for babysitting, but I'd just go over there and spend the night with them a lot just for the, I don't know, they want me to come, and I enjoyed going, so I just went. But I don't remember them paying me money for it. It was just more or less like I was spending the night with a friend. But we always had real good meals. And I remember I took Carl to see him one time. I think it was around Christmas after we'd gotten married. But I never did keep up with Janet after that. Somehow, we just went our different ways. And now, Janet's husband has died. I think Janet's about 60 and I'm 73. But I do see Sarah almost every morning because she walks.